This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers, my sisters in Islam. Welcome to our Ramadan series on the tafsir of some of the most beautiful verses of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, we've been carrying on with our tafsir of Surah Zumar. Let's carry on inshallah ta'ala. We have with us from verse number 53 onwards. And you know, Surah Zumar is known for many of its qualities and many of its amazing verses. But nonetheless, more so because of these verses in verse 53 onwards. Some of the most powerful verses about Tawbah. Some of the most powerful verses about Tawbah. So it was reported, as in the tafsir of Al-Qurtubi, rahimahullah, that the scholars of the four madhabs all got together, and the students of the four imams all got together, and they asked each other, which verse in the Quran did your sheikh, meaning your imam of the madhab, used to consider the most, the verse that creates the most hope for him or her? So one of them said, it is the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave Adam alayhi salam because of a simple statement, Rabbana. إِنَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا فَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, right? وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves, and so if you do not forgive us, then indeed we are lost. So we know that this verse gives a lot of hope because it's just a few verses and Allah forgave Adam. Another one said, because of what Allah says in the Quran about the ظَالِمِينَ, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا. Verily those who harm the believers, then they don't repent. So here, Allah says that those who harm the believers still have a chance to repent, because Allah can still accept their repentance. So that shows therefore that inshallah ta'ala, if the enemies of God, those who hurt Muslimin, there can still be repentance for them, then what about the rest of us, alhamdulillah? So this is one of the verses that gives him the most hope. Another person said, the verse that gives me the most hope is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the dua of shaitan. So shaitan had disobeyed Allah, and then right after that he said, قَالَ رَبِّ أَنذِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبَعْثُونَ. Oh Allah, give me respite till the day of judgment. So Allah says to him, قَالَ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنظَرِينَ. He said, indeed, I have given you respite. So the scholar said here, if after doing a massive sin in front of Allah in Jannah, shaitan has the audacity to continue on being arrogant, still make a dua, and Allah accepts the dua, then what about any one of us? How do we think that our duas can't be accepted? Why do we think that we are so sinful that Allah will not listen to us? You know what I'm saying? So that's another verse. And then the fourth one, which is the students of Imam Ahmed, were asked, which verse did your sheikh used to consider the verse that gives the most hope? He said this verse in Surah Az-Zumar. These are the verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about forgiveness and mercy. So Allah says, قُلْ, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to my slaves, يَا عِبَادِي, O my slaves, أَلَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, those who have wronged themselves. Yeah, because sinning is to really wrong yourself. How amazing is that? La taqnatu, do not despair. Mir rahmatillah, from the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, verily Allah forgives all sins. Innahu huwa al-ghafur al-rahim. Verily, He is the most forgiving, most merciful. So we find from this verse, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling the believers, it doesn't matter how you have wronged yourself, what type of sin, how many times you've done it, how long you've done it for. But know that Allah forgives all sins. He is the one who forgives all dhunub. Innahu al-ghafur rahim. So how many times has Allah confirmed that He forgives sins? So first He said, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. First is to not despair. Number two, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. The fact that He forgives sins, and then He forgives all types of sins, all jami'ah. Then the fourth type, إِنَّهُ, verily He is al-ghafur and al-rahim. He is al-ghafur, the one who is full of ghafran and forgiveness, and the one who is rahim, the one who is merciful to the believers. So can you see five different ways this verse reaffirms and confirms that mercy and forgiveness is there for the one who asks for it. So therefore, my brothers and sisters in Islam, do not hesitate. Do not hesitate. Break the cycle of sins. Say astaghfirullah straight away, and alhamdulillah, Allah will forgive. And in five ways, Allah in that verse confirmed that He loves to forgive and He will forgive. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ, and return back to your Lord. Anaba is to turn back. So anaba إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ, meaning to turn back to Allah. So return back to your Lord. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ, and submit to Him. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابِ, before any one of you punishment comes to you. ثُمَّ لَتُنْصَرُونَ, then you will not be helped. Meaning return back to Allah before there comes to you any type of adab and punishment, and then you will not be helped. Meaning repent now before Allah's punishment comes, because Allah gives you a respite and a time. And repentance is always there, but within the frame of time. And so what is the frame of time? Some scholars said, number one, it is before death. Some scholars said it is before the sun rises from the west. It rises from the east, but that day will come and rise from the west. Some said it was before the day of judgment. All of them mean the same thing, meaning before your final opportunity. And the final opportunity would either be your death, or be the advent of the day of judgment, or the sun rising from the west. Which of these things happen, whichever these things come before, then that is the point at which Allah will not accept any more repentance. And to show you how Allah's repentance is so certain and so definite, remember the narration which is in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, where Jibreel came down to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if only you could see me when Fir'aun was in the middle of the sea and ocean, and as the water was coming down upon him, crushing down, and as he realized that the truth is manifest and Allah was going to drown him and kill him, he said, Amantu bi Rabbi Harun aw Musa. At that point, you should have seen me, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how I was throwing dust into the face of Fir'aun, how I was throwing dust into the face of Fir'aun from the bottom of the sea, hoping that Allah's mercy does not reach him before death reaches him, because of the amount of hatred I have for this man. So the mere action of Jibreel, the action of Jibreel of throwing sand into the face of Fir'aun, shows that even Jibreel is so certain Allah's mercy overtakes the person who seeks it. Yeah, Allah's mercy overtakes the person who seeks it. It fills my heart with full of hope when I read that narration, because it tells me that, you know what, if that was Fir'aun and Jibreel was so afraid Allah's mercy would overtake him before his death would come, then what about us? What would stop Allah's mercy from coming to us? And that is why Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah says in his Nuniyah, Wallahi, by Allah, مَا أَخْشَى الذُّنُوبِ, I don't fear sins. فَإِنَّهَا لَعَلَى سَبِيلِ الْعَفْوِ وَالْغُفْرَانِ, for indeed it is upon the path of forgiveness and repentance. وَلَكِنْ, however, أَخْشَى, I fear, إِنْسِلَاخُ هَذَا الْقَرْبِ, the turning away of this heart, مِنْ تَحْكِيمِ الْوَحْيِ وَالْقُرْآنِ, from commanding by this wahi, this revelation, and with this Qur'an. So that is what he's afraid of. He's afraid of what might happen to him in the future, and that he would stop being upon the deen. But what he is not afraid of is calling, is repenting to Allah, and the repentance that might reach him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ, and return to your Lord, وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ, and submit to him, مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ, before punishment comes to you, then you cannot be helped, nor will your tawbah be accepted. وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ, and follow the best of that which has been revealed to your Lord, meaning the Qur'an. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً, before the punishment and adab comes to you, بَغْتَةً, suddenly, وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, and you do not even know where it came from. Meaning, يَا أَخْوَتِي, the one thing that can stop us from the punishment, or the two things that can stop us from punishment of Allah, is the presence of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the presence of tawbah. If Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is no longer there, the only thing that is stopping us from the punishment of Allah is the tawbah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ يُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, Allah will not punish them as long as you are with them, and Allah will not punish them as long as they are repenting to me. So therefore, the only time that punishment comes down to us is when we stop repenting. And that is why when the drought happens, what is the dua that we make in Salatul Istisqa? It is all about tawbah. Because what stops the rain from falling and from the productivity from coming and our wealth from coming to us is the number of sins that we have. So ikhwani, extinguish the anger of Allah with our sadaqah, and extinguish the punishment of Allah, and stop and put a barrier for the punishment of Allah from coming to us with our regular and constant tawbah. طيب. أن تقول نفس يا حسرة, be wary that lest you might say on that day, يا حسرة, woe to me, على ما فرطت في جنب الله, about what I have overlooked in the right of Allah, وإن كنت لمن الخاسرين, verily I was from the wrongdoers. So this is the first excuse Allah says, that when you die, the first excuse of those people who did not make tawbah, who didn't make amends, who didn't do good deeds, first thing they're going to say is, يا حسرت على نفسي, oh woe to me, على ما فرطت في جنب الله, from what I have overlooked about the haqq of Allah upon me. So the first lamenting and the first excuse of the person who does that, the first excuse will be the fact that he has overlooked the haqq of Allah upon him. It's the first excuse he will give. The second excuse he will give, أَوْ تَقُولَ لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هَدَانِي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, if only Allah had guided me, I would have been from the muttaqin. Here, the second thing to do is where you actually blame Allah and blame Allah's qadr. And that is you blaming Allah and saying that Allah is the one who is guilty. And so this is, لَوْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هَدَانِي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, if only Allah had guided me, then I would have been from the muttaqin. So instead of now blaming yourself, you blame Allah and His qadr, which is bad. Or the third thing you say, أَوْ تَقُولَ حِينَ تَرَى الْعَذَابِ, or that you end up saying when you see the punishment in front of you and all the excuses melt away. لَوْ أَنَّ لِي كَرَّةً, if only I had a كَرَّة, كَرَّة meaning a رَجْعَة, a means of going back, فَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, then I would have been from the good doers. Meaning, I would have then gone back and done good, and I would have gone back to this life and did good deeds, which is giving sadaqah and speak good words and work in the cause of Allah. So these are the three excuses you will give. Let's take those excuses once again. First excuse is, oh, ya hasrata ala ma farrattu fi jambillah, woe to me how I overlooked the haqq of Allah upon me, wa in kuntu lamina sakhirin, and verily I was from the ones who were lost. أو تقول حين ترى أو تقول لو أن الله هداني وكنت من المتقين, if only Allah had guided me so that I could have been from those who are God fearing, or when you see the punishment, then you say, I wish that I had a means of going back so that I could be from the muhsinin, from the good doers. بلا قد جاءتك آياتي, rather my signs had already come to you. فَكَذَّبْتَ بِهَا وَاسْتَكْبَرْتَ, and you lied upon this, and you were haughty and proud. وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ, and you were from the disbelievers. And from the disbelievers. That's why Allah is going to punish us. Meaning we had the opportunity, didn't take it. We heard the people, didn't respond. We had time, we didn't act upon it. We had money, we didn't give it. We had sins, but we didn't repent. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment comes down. Bala, qad ja'atka ayati. Rather, my signs had already come to you. Wastakbat fakadabta biha. You lied, and then you were haughty and proud. Stakbat. You know, leave it. This is not for me. Another time. They don't need to pray, they don't need to fast, they don't need to make tawbah. I'll do it when I'm old, not now. I'll do hajj when I'm old, not now. Yeah? وَاسْتَكْبَرْتَ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ And you were from the disbelievers. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And on the day of judgment, تَرَى الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا You will see those people that lied against Allah. عَلَى اللَّهِ وُجُوهُهُمْ مُسْوَدَّةِ You will see their faces blackened. Because today, their faces are whitened, or they seem innocent because of the lies that they spend. But on the day of judgment, the fallacy of their lies will show in the color of the skin by the darkness of the color of their faces. Not that Islam is saying that black is bad. No, even the black people will look blacker on the day of judgment. And the white people will also look like black faces because that is the color Allah has chosen for sign of doom and gloom. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ اِكْتَرَ الَّذِينِ كَذَبُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ وُجُوهُهُ مُسْوَدَّةِ You will see their faces blackened. أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمْ Is not in Jahannam مَثْوًا لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ A place and a dwelling for those who are arrogant. Is not in Jahannam a place for those people who are arrogant about Allah Azza wa Jal. وَيُنَجِّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا بِمَفَازَتِهِمْ And Allah will indeed يُنَجِّ Allah will save الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا Those who had fear of Allah بِمَفَازَتِهِمْ Because of the good deeds that they used to do. Mafaz is the means by which they used to attain foes. What was the means by which they used to attain foes or success? It was the deed that made them come closer to Allah. It was the deed that was acceptable to Allah. For some it is fasting, some it is hajj, some it is zakat, some it is siyam, some it is jihad, some it is da'wah, for some it is reading Quran. And you know, one of the things that Al-Ghazali rahimahullah says in Ihya Ulumuddin, he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided the good deeds to people. So for some people, certain good deeds are easier than others. And for other people, other good deeds are harder than others. So it was reported that some of the Sahaba loved to fast every single day or every second day. Other Sahaba preferred not to fast because their fasting would take them away from a greater deed, which is Salah. Like Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was reported that he would not like to make too much nafil fasts, like many other Sahaba like to do. Why? Because he preferred to actually use his strength, and he would find that when he used to fast, he would get weak, he couldn't revise the Qur'an, he couldn't pray tahajjud, so he had preferred tahajjud and salah over fasting. So you see, the ulama of Islam, they understood that it is about knowing which deed Allah has made easy for you, and then you focus on that. For some people, genuinely, giving sadaqah in big amount is easy. For others, genuinely, like me for example, I know Allah has made dawah easy for me. But I know, for example, Allah has made fasting hard for me, because when I fast, I feel very thirsty. So therefore, I know I need to excel in my act of da'wah more than I need to excel in other ibadat which are more difficult on me. And that is how Allah Azza wa Jalla will create our mafaz. وَيُنَجِّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا And Allah will save those who had fear of Allah. بِمَفَازَتِهِمْ With their mafaz. With the things that will save them. لَا يَمَسُّهُمُ السُّوءُ They will never be touched by evil. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ Nor will they ever grieve. اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah is a creator of everything. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَكِيلٌ And he is a wakil or he is a disposer of the affairs of all things. The fact that Allah is خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ means that you know how some philosophers say that the universe has always existed, will always exist? This is not true. Universe did not always exist. There was a finite time at which point the universe began to exist. And that is Allah Azza wa Jal is the Khaliq of kulli shay, including the universe, right? So every single thing had a beginning and every single thing will have an end. And Allah is the Khaliq of kulli shay, wa huwa ala kulli shay wakil, and He is the disposer or the one who is an agent for all affairs. لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. For him are the maqalid, which are the affairs or the keys. Maqalid, as they say, the keys to the heavens and the earth. Keys to what? Keys to all greatness, keys to the power, keys to the utility of the heavens and the earth. All of this belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. And those who disbelieved in the signs of Allah, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. They are the wrongdoers. They are the wrongdoers. So to Allah belongs it all. So if you need any barakah, any help in this dunya and the akhirah, ask it from Allah only, because only He has the keys to the heavens and the earth. قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدُ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. Say, is it other than Allah that you order me to worship, O the ones who are wrongdoers, O the ones who are ignorant? And so in the Quran, the word jahil has been used synonymous with the one who is a kafir, or the one who is a wrongdoer, the one who is a sinner. This is because when we sin, we are jahil about Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's why we are jahil about Allah, we're jahil about the punishment, we're jahil about the consequences. And as a result, because of this ignorance, we sin. And because of this reason, why sinning has been called jahil. قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدُ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. Say, is it other than Allah that you're ordering me, oh, the ones who are ignorant? وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ. And it has been revealed to you. وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. And to those before you. لَإِنْ أَشْرَقْتَ. That if you associate partners with me, لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. Then your deeds will be destroyed. وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And you would be from the wrongdoers. So, ikhwati, if you commit shirk with Allah and then you die without repenting, all your good deeds are destroyed. There's nothing left of your good deeds. All of your good deeds will not be rewarded to you. They will not be helpful to you. All of them will be suddenly destroyed. And that is why, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the first priority of every believer, first priority of every da'i, first priority of every imam, is to tell their congregation, tell their people, tell their family about Tawheed. Because Tawheed is the single most important priority for which this Quran was revealed and which the prophets were sent. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا يَعْنِي وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةِ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتَ. And we sent a messenger to all mankind, to all people, to worship Allah and to stay away from the evil Taghut. بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ. Rather, it is Allah that you should worship. وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And be from those who are thankful. So, do ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal and do shukr of Him. And if you don't do shukr of Him, then know that this is tantamount to disbelief as well. And if you do shukr of Him, then Allah will increase you in it. And all of this is all about ubudiyyah and slavery to Allah. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. Finally, Allah ends these verses by telling us why people sin. It's because they did not give Allah the correct estimation. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. They did not think about Allah and give Him the correct estimation. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا. And the earth will be totally in His grip, in His right hand. قَدْبَطُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِ. And the heavens will be folded up in His right hand. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Glory be to Him. And high above is He. عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. For what they associate is partners with Him. And this verse shows why we sin, brothers and sisters. Because we don't think of Allah as we should think about Him. If we truly thought He is here with us, He's listening, He is hearing, He will ask us about it, it is being written down. If we really thought about this, would we actually be so eager to sin? We wouldn't. So it is when our iman in Allah goes down, that is when we start to sin. And that is why also, be wary of the belief of a lot of people out there who have kharafat and ilhad about the names and attributes of Allah. Those who distort the names and attributes of Allah, that never ever leads to in our heart to have taqwa of Allah. It always leads to weakness of iman, leads us to sins. But when that is firm in our hearts, when that is firm, that is when it leads to, inshallah ta'ala, correct estimation of Allah Azza wa Jal, when that ultimately leads to us giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the respect that He deserves And walhamdulillah, may he and Abudiyya solely for him. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَطْبَطُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Heavens will be folded up in his right hand. سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى Praise be to him and glory is he عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ From what they associate as partners with him. Alhamdulillah. Zakmullah khair. This is the extent of our tafsir of Surah Zumar today. It was a shorter session today than others. But alhamdulillah, this is enough and kafa, inshaAllah. Tomorrow is our final session on Surah Zumar. Tomorrow, inshaAllah ta'ala, we'll finish our Surah Zumar with the description of the Day of Judgment. Yeah? Make sure you're there. I invite everyone to listen in about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Day of Judgment. After that, inshaAllah ta'ala, we'll move to Surah Taha, inshaAllah, or Maryam, inshaAllah, whichever Allah makes it easy for us. Jazakumullah khair. Thank you once again. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.